Hello, I am Mahendra Gupte, looking at Chapter 9, Basics of Transportation. Role of Transportation. Transportation has been an integral part of human history. Technological advancements have further transformed the landscape, offering solutions that streamline operations, ensuring that goods arrive at their final destination efficiently and reliably. Transportation in the logistics and distribution system is more complicated than simply transporting good items for the proprietors. Its complexity can only be managed through top-notch management. Goods might be supplied to the correct place at the right time via a well-managed transport system, allowing customers' requests to be met. What are the modes of transport? In the world of trade, the company with the ability to transport freight in the most cost and time-efficient manner reigns supreme in their industry. Therefore, an essential part of transportation management lies in building an efficient supply chain from the six main modes of transportation: road, maritime, air, rail, intermodal, and pipeline. Logistics managers hire the carrier who fits four trades. Whoever can move the greatest volume of product with the greatest speed over the greatest distance at the lowest cost. All companies hold these four traits true at different levels of importance, but overall this principle remains true across the board. Air transport, speed and efficiency. Air transport is synonymous with speed and efficiency. It is ideal for transporting cargo over long distances quickly. Air shipping is particularly valuable when it comes to the transportation of high-value and time-sensitive goods, such as perishable items, electronics, and pharmaceuticals. However, it tends to be higher in cost compared to other modes, making it a choice primarily for shipments where time is of the essence. Road transport, versatile and accessible. Road transport, which involves the use of trucks and other vehicles, is one of the most versatile and accessible modes of transportation. It is well suited for both short and long distances and can navigate through various terrains. This mode of transportation is commonly used for less than truckload and full truckload shipments within regions and countries. Road transport provides flexibility and convenience but may face challenges such as traffic congestion and environmental emissions. We need to remember that you may use any mode of transport other than road transport. You will have to use road transport for the final end deliveries and the origin pickups, because neither the airport nor the seaport are close to a manufacturing unit normally. Rail transport, efficiency and capacity. Rail transport is known for its efficiency and carrying capacity. It is particularly beneficial for transporting large volumes of goods over long distances, making it a favored choice for transporting raw materials, bulk cargo, and products across continents. Rail networks are well developed in regions like North America and Europe, making this mode of transportation a reliable option for businesses looking to move large quantities of goods. Maritime transportation, global reach. Maritime transportation via cargo ships offers the means to reach nearly any part of the world. It is highly efficient for the transportation of large volumes of goods, including bulk cargo and containers. This mode of transportation is integral to international trade, facilitating the movement of goods between continents. However, maritime shipping typically involves longer transit times, which must be considered in supply chain planning. Pipelines, specialized and continuous. Pipelines are a specialized mode of transportation primarily used for the movement of liquids and gases, such as oil and natural gas. They provide a continuous and reliable means of transport, especially for raw materials in industries like energy and petrochemicals. While not suitable for all types of cargo, pipelines are highly efficient for their intended purpose. A big example for all of us is the piped gas that we receive at our residences. Multimodal transportation. Multimodal transportation combining strengths in any logistics scenarios. It's not about choosing a single mode of transportation, but combining them strategically. This approach is known as intermodal transportation or multimodal transportation. It involves the seamless transfer of cargo between different modes, optimizing each mode's strengths to minimize costs and transit times. Mode selection. Factors influencing mode selection. Choosing the right transportation mode for the logistics needs should not be a one-size-fits-all. Several factors should influence the choice. Cargo type. The nature of the cargo plays a significant role. For perishable goods, air transport may be necessary to ensure freshness, while bulk cargo may be best suited for maritime or rail transport. Distance. Consider the distance the cargo needs to travel. Short distances may favor road transport, while long distances could benefit from rail or maritime transportation. Carrying capacity. Evaluate the volume and weight of the cargo. Modes with higher carrying capacities, such as maritime and rail transport, are ideal for large quantities over longer distances. Environmental impact. Be mindful of the environmental impact of the transportation choice. Some modes like pipelines and rail transport are generally eco-friendlier than others. Transit time. Determine the urgency of the shipments. Air transport is the fastest, while maritime transportation tends to have longer transit times. However, the cost of transit time is directly or rather indirectly proportional to the cost of using the mode of transport. Cost effectiveness. Assess the budget and cost constraints. Air transport is often the most expensive, while road and rail transport may offer more cost-effective solutions. Accessibility. Consider the accessibility of transportation modes in the region or the regions you are shipping to. Some areas may have limited access to certain modes of transportation. For example, maritime transport, while is considered as a universal mode of transportation between continents, there are many ports which cannot accept the big ultra-large container ships. As a result, there are other hubs where the cargo is unloaded and then transported to the smaller ports in something called feeder vessels. International trade. If you are involved in international trade, choose modes that provide efficient cross-border and customs clearance processes. Types of cargo and shipping. 90% of the world trade is seaborne, that is, handled by ships. An estimated 50,000 ships carry more than 2,500 million tons of cargo in and out of the ports of the world. The main reason for this is that the producing countries are not the major consumers of the commodities they produce. The major commodities are iron ore, steel and steel products, lamb and beef, grains, crude from OPEC. These cargoes are further categorized as bulk solid. Large volumes of homogeneous cargo which lies loose in the holds of the ship, that is, it is not bagged or confined in any specific way other than that imposed by the ship's design. Examples are coal, iron, aluminium, grain, sugar, etc. Bulk liquids, large volumes of cargoes in liquid state which are carried loose in the compartments of a ship. Example, unrefined crude oil, refined products of crude oil. Unitized cargo, a number of small-sized items which are made up into one unit of standard size. Example, pallets, containers. Heavy lifts, heavy loads which are carried on ships as one piece. Present-day heavy loads consist of semi-submersible oil rigs, jack-up oil rigs, etc. Boilers, railway engines weighing 100 tons, machines for factories, equipment for heavy industries are all examples of heavy lifts. Refrigerated cargoes. Cargoes carried in specially insulated holds or compartments to maintain the control temperature required to preserve the products carried. Examples, meat, fruit, vegetable, dairy products. Roll on, roll off. Cargo, which is motorized or wheeled on board the ship, being transferred from deck to deck using ramps and elevators. Examples: cars, trucks, trailers, buses. Liquefied natural gas. These cargoes are liquefied by cooling in shore installation and then transported by ships with elaborate insulation of their tanks to maintain very low temperatures, up to -161 degrees Celsius, required to prevent the liquid cargo vaporizing. Liquefied petroleum gas, LPG. These cargoes are liquefied using pressure. They are then transported in spherical tanks on board ships, which are able to maintain this pressure and therefore the liquid state. Chemical cargo, which are generally carried in liquid form, in bulk, in specially built tanks, and which pose danger to personnel handling them. Examples: acids, alkalis, mineral oils. The earlier mentioned cargoes of types of cargo are transported in ships, vessels specifically designed to transport the said type of cargoes. The ships are broadly classified as container cargo. As the name suggests, container cargo are cargo that is transported in standardized containers, making use of intermodal transportation. The container cargo usually consists of goods like electronics, clothing, toys, and items similar to that. Liquid bulk. Liquid bulk cargo containers, goods that are liquid in nature and shipped in bulk, usually transported by ships. Liquid bulk is an important cargo type. The main reason is that most liquid bulk cargo has crucial economic and domestic significance. Liquid bulk cargo usually contains crude oil, vegetable oil, alcoholic beverages, petrol, and unprocessed beverages. Shipping is the ideal method of transportation for liquid bulk, since liquid cargo is highly unstable and risky. The entire cargo hold is double-shelled and has a double bottom to prevent cargo leakage in case of any collision. Dry bulk. Materials important for construction purposes and other important materials like grains, iron ores, coals and cement, and edible stuff like salt and sugar make up dry bulk cargo. Dry bulk cargo is usually transported in large quantities. They are loaded, unloaded in and from the hold of a ship. Wagons and lorries also play an important role in their transportation. Break bulk. Break bulk cargo is cargo that cannot fit in standard sized containers or cargo bins. Instead, the load is transported in bags, boxes, crates, barrels, other handling equipment. Cargo like wood, paper, unprocessed metallic materials, steel rolls, etc. make up the break bulk cargo. They are mostly packed in crates or racks, which makes them easier to move around while loading and unloading. Livestock. Intensive care has to be taken as they need ample maintenance during the whole process. While transporting livestock, taking care of them throughout the process is not so easy. Important aspects: caring for their health and nutrition needs, regular cleaning and proper ventilation should be ensured during transportation. Another factor is usually a ship would move into different climatic zones, which means that the livestock has also to be protected through different varying weather conditions. Roll on, roll off. One of the most important types of cargo, ro-ro cargo, is used for goods that can be loaded, unloaded with the help of the principle of rolling, or rather of their own accord, moving of their own accord. We are talking about vehicles. Ro-ro is used to transport vehicles of all sizes and types, namely cars, motorbikes, vans, buses, trucks, tractors, even JCBs. Refrigerated cargo. Due to the short life and high possibility of decay, refrigerated ships, also known as reefer vessels, are used to transport packaged and frozen goods. The reefer ships have specially built temperature controlling features to help the cargo last longer. Meat, fish, dry vegetables and fruits are the most common stuff we see in the refrigerated cargo. Transportation mode comparison. This slide, which is self-explanatory. Selecting the right mode. Selecting the mode of transportation for the cargo is based on the advantages and disadvantages of each of the modes. Refer the chart in the earlier slide and understand the pros and cons of each mode. It is important to note that whatever is the cargo, you will have to utilize more than one mode of transportation except when using road transport. Truck transport. Truck shipping is the most common mode of transport in the world and provides quick delivery of shipments traveling short distances and can access any location. Rail shipping. Rail shipping is great for moving very large volumes over long distances, making it one of the most cost-effective and fuel-efficient transportation modes. Water transport. Water transport is environmentally responsible, fuel-efficient, and has the ability to carry massive amounts of goods of any size or weight. However, cargo through ship transportation takes weeks to reach the destination. Air transportation is fast, quick, easy to track, and is accessible to just about any location with an airport. Air shipping comes with a high price tag and low carrying capacity. It is used only when time is of essence. Roles and responsibilities of shipping intermediaries. For an international shipment, you need to understand whom you must contact for a smooth and efficient service. Let us understand the different intermediaries, their roles, and the benefits of using their services. There's a lot of confusion surrounding the four main terms in international shipping. BCO, Beneficial Cargo Owner. VOCC, Vessel Operating Common Carrier. FFW, Freight Forwarder. And NVOCC, Non-Vessel Operating Common Carrier. BCO, Beneficial Cargo Owner. A BCO is a registered importer who receives the goods at the destination and is not a third party in the movement of goods. BCOs are often large companies that import significant volumes of merchandise. Contracts are concluded as direct and indirect. Direct contract, conclude a contract directly with the vessel operating cargo carrier. This contract with the VOCC is used by large retailers such as Walmart, Costco, etc. Shippers with huge volume of cargo and international transport requirements negotiate directly with the carriers. Indirect contract, small and medium BCOs looking to eliminate the need to maintain an internal logistics team often utilize the indirect channel due to low volumes of cargo. They use indirect channels to reduce the need for internal logistics teams while providing a viable alternative for managing their shipping processes. Freight forwarders specialize in arranging the transportation of goods on behalf of their clients, handling customs clearance, documentation, and tracking shipments. Freight forwarders work closely with other agencies to ensure the smooth and efficient movement of goods across borders. They offer a range of services including arranging transportation by air, land, or sea, preparing and submitting customs documentation, coordinating with all agencies, tracking shipments and updating clients, handling claims related to damaged or lost goods. In short, a freight forwarder is a one-stop shop for all your shipping needs. VOCC, Vessel Operating Common Carrier. VOCC is the actual owner of the container carrying vessels. VOCCs categorize their shipping services into two primary channels, direct and indirect. Since VOCCs have their own logistics park, offer their services directly, that is Maersk, Costco, APL, and Evergreen. Large volume imports, exports negotiate with VOCC directly for best rates and discounts. However, if you have a small volume contract, immediate intermediaries to get a better rate, VOCCs are not interested in small volumes of imports. NVOCC and freight forwarder. NVOCC and freight forwarder are related. A NVOCC is a non-vessel carrier and is a common delivery method for irregular shippers or small volume of trade goods. They provide a wider range of services. NVOCCs are fully responsible for the shipment because they give you their bill of lading. A freight forwarder carries out the entire process of organizing the delivery, namely organize the shipping, deliver the cargo, prepare the documents for shipping. Freight forwarders offer a wide range of services and mainly specialize in all types of shipping, such as land, air, and sea, and also provide exceptional services such as multimodal shipping. An NVOCC services of an NVOCC. Unlike traditional carriers, NVOCCs do not own their own vessels, but instead work with vessel operating common carriers, that is VOCCs, to arrange transportation for their clients. They issue their own bills of lading and are responsible for the goods in transit. NVOCCs offer a range of services including arranging ocean freight transportation, preparing and submitting customs documentation, coordinating with shipping lines and logistics providers, tracking shipments and providing updates to clients, handling claims related to damaged or lost goods. NVOCC is much more flexible and attentive to the requirements of small businesses and are likely to offer the most cost-effective shipping at low freight. The functions of NVOCC are concluding international goods carrier contracts, delivering and receiving cargo in the form of carriers, issuing transport documents along with house bill of lading, handling booking space and mainline carrier shipping, arranging transportation payments and charges, consolidation and deconsolidation of containers or cargo for LCL loads. Functions of a freight forwarder. A freight forwarder is a supply chain expert who arranges for the seamless movement of cargo, facilitating transportation via different modes, ocean, rail, air, or road. The only golden rule about freight forwarders is that they are not the ones moving the cargo, only arranging for it. The other difference between an NVOCC and freight forwarder is a freight forwarder does not bother or is not restricted to only a single mode of transport. Functions of a freight forwarder. Freight forwarders are one of the most popular players in logistics. To put it simply, they act as a travel agent for the cargo. Example, to ship seafood from Shanghai to Hamburg, a freight forwarder arranges all documents, reefer containers, trucking, carrier for reefers, inspection and customs clearance in Hamburg, and delivery to the distribution center. NVOCCs versus freight forwarder, it is clear that many of their functions are the same, but they are still not the same entities. The table on the slide lists out key differences between NVOCCs versus freight forwarders. Multimodal or intermodal. Multimodal or intermodal transportation refers to the movement of goods using multiple modes of transport such as rail, road, water, and air in a coordinated and an integrated manner. It involves the seamless transfer of packages between different transportation modes to optimize efficiency, cost effectiveness, and substantiality. Now, why is there a need for multimodal transport? Let's say you have a factory and the factory is located in the center of the country, let's say somewhere near Indore or Gwalior in Madhya Pradesh. You want to transport your goods to your customer who is placed in Dubai. How would you go about? You would need to first transport the material or your final products from your factory to the nearest port, maybe in Gujarat or Mumbai. So you would need to move your cargo by road transport. Now, if it is a container load, you might as well can ask for a container to be loaded at the factory so that you take care when the loading is taking place and ensure that the product is properly loaded and the best packed in the container. This container, on the basis of a trailer, moves to Mumbai, where the container is unloaded from the back of the truck and awaits at the port for customs clearance and other documentation. As soon as the ship arrives, the same container without any movement of cargo is loaded onto the ship and the ship sails for Dubai. At the Dubai port, the same container will be unloaded and transferred to your customer's warehouse on the back of a truck. Now, this is the versatility of multimodal transport. The same container is being transported through different modes of transport without the cargo being touched. The concept of multimodal transportation arises from the recognition that each mode of transportation has its own strengths and limitations. Multimodal transport service offers a range of benefits, enhances connectivity, reduces congestion on specific modes, lowers transportation costs, minimizes environmental impact, improves overall logistics and supply chain management. Advantages of multimodal transportation. In terms of cost effectiveness, multimodal transportation offers significant advantages. By utilizing the most appropriate mode of transport for each leg of the journey, companies can optimize their transportation costs. The consolidation of goods at intermodal terminals and the use of standardized containers contribute to economies of scale and reduce handling costs. Reducing reliance on a single mode of transport, it helps mitigate environmental impacts. Multimodal transportation encourages a more efficient use of resources, promotes greener practices, and supports the development of sustainable transportation networks. Benefits of multimodal transport. Multimodal transportation is a game changer, and integrating multiple modes of transport such as rail, road, water, and air, companies can leverage the strengths of each mode to optimize the movement of goods. The key benefits are increased flexibility, improved reliability. The key benefits are reduced environmental impact, improved customer satisfaction, global reach, improved inventory management, enhancing reliability and resilience, facilitating international trade. Key takeaways: transportation has been an integral part of human history. From the early days of animal-driven carts to the extensive rail networks and vast cargo ships of today, our methods for moving goods have constantly evolved. The primary modes of transportation include air transport, road, rail, maritime, and pipelines. Each mode has its own set of characteristics, making it suitable for specific types of cargo, distances, and logistical requirements. 90% of the world trade is seaborne, that is handled by ships. When selecting the mode of transportation for the cargo, we need to understand the advantages and disadvantages of using either of the modes of transport. The four intermediaries in international shipping are BCO, beneficial cargo owner, VOCC, vessel operating common carrier, FFW, freight forwarder, and NVOCC, that is non-vessel operating common carrier. Multimodal transportation is a game changer for supply chain and logistics. Businesses offering a range of benefits and streamline operations, reduce costs, and enhance customer satisfaction. Thank you.